Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Hey.
I don't hear.
What?
I don't hear any music in the background. All right, everybody. Welcome to Into the Light. Welcome to the Sacred Embers Network, After the Light Radio Show. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, and tonight we have your psychic roundtable hosts, myself, Ryan Adragna. Denise Ramone will be a little bit late chiming in, about a half hour late, and we have Dennis and Jam Drake Bakke. Welcome, everyone. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Hello. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
So just for the callers' benefits tonight, we will be sharing psychic intuitive readings with mediumship, some spot energy healings. Animal totems, poetry, and more. And tonight, our theme of discussion is how some people feel the psychics and mediums work with demons. And also that we are demons. Wow, I mean, that's a big, that's a heavyweight issue. It's like you're squatting 500 pounds here. I'll repeat that. How some people feel that psychics and mediums work with demons. We are demons. That was a bad laugh. Sorry about that. So, yeah, please call in. Please listen. And, you know, before I like to do the intros here before we kind of get started and, kind of introduce ourselves. So if you guys wouldn't mind kind of going around the table and not to pick on anybody, but Jan, could you please start with your background and let them know who you are? Everyone knows who you are anyways, but just kind of give everyone all they can reach you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and my Facebook page is Jan Drake Bakke. So anyway, and I'm in the Sacred Embers group, and I am also in the Channeling Eric group, although the situation there has changed a little bit, so I'm mostly working out of Sacred Embers now and off of my own Facebook clientele as far as work goes, but I'm still part of all those groups. But anyway, I just started, I think as a child I was able to see, I saw these big things in the air a lot when I was a kid, and my mom thought it was kind of strange. She said, "We don't see stuff like that." As it turned out, they were big orbs, and they happened to have people in them. I could see the people and I could hear them, and they came in colors, bright red, purples, blues. But that went away when I became around 8 years old, and I started focusing in on other stuff. Some kind of intuitive thing going and communication, you know, it all my whole life. But I just wasn't I didn't really get into it. And then I took a psychic class when I was 17, and it scared me to death just because I woke up in the morning one day and the spirit was like almost inside my body, and he was talking to me, and he didn't know where he was, and he said, "Help me." And I didn't know what to do. And so I went to the teacher, and she said, "You have to tell them to cross over. You have to tell them to go look for the light and ask God to help them cross over." And I said, "Okay." So I did all those prayers for him. Just things happened later on in life, and then I got involved in it because it started showing up more while I was doing massage work, and then two of my family members died, and then it really was showing up more and more, and I was having a lot of psychic dreams, premonition dreams and stuff, and things would happen after these dreams. They'd come true. Oh, my goodness, stuff like that. And finally, I talked to a teacher friend, Jethro Smith, and called him up one day to find out about my brother who had just passed, and he was excellent. He told me that you need to get in my group, and I want to help you with your gifts, because you have abilities. So that's where it all started, really. I started getting involved, and he taught me how to meditate a certain way for this type of work. And I'd already been listening to Sylvia Brown for a while, too. I was sort of following her. And anyway, that's when and it's a long story, but eventually I got in the Channeling Eric group, and they said, you're going to start doing readings, which I didn't believe. For a minute, I said, no way, I couldn't do it. And they said, oh, yes, way. And then it all started happening. I started doing the readings and working on stuff. And I also like to do poetry. And I'll just put that out there for a minute. I know I'm giving a long spiel here. I do poetry, and I share it on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm available for people collaborating with me. And I'm going out, and I'm very bold about this. I'm going out and sharing my poems to the stars on Twitter. I'm just absolutely sharing, and I'm asking. And I've been told to do this, and so that's why I'm doing it. I've actually been told that this was a way that I was going to be connecting with musicians and using my words. So anyway, that's what's going on there. So I'll stop for now. I do readings.
No, please don't stop. And Jan, you don't need any introduction, but for any new callers or listeners out there who are kind of jumping on board, where can people find you?
Well, my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm right here on Facebook under Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm in the Sacred Embers room now, and also on Twitter. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jan.
God, I
and now
on
to
on.
our and on to our rock star psychic, Dennis Miranda, who is completely awesome. He is just a phenomenal, accurate as accurate can be. Probably should wear an S for Superman on his chest. Dennis, how are you doing? Can you tell us how you got from 0 to 60 kilometers an hour, or 60 miles per hour, however you want to call it? Can you tell us where you've been, how you got to where you are today?
Well, goodness, what a lovely thing to say. Thank you. So I have ever since I kind of, when I was young, ever since I kind of found out about, learned about psychic mediumship and what that really was, I've always kind of been fascinated. Truth be told, it was actually the death of my mother at a young age kind of forced me to ask questions, you know, what happens when we die? Where do we go? What's heaven like? Is there even a heaven? What do you do? What happens in the whole process? What does it all mean? Why are we here? Why are we born? So I was 4 years old when she passed away, and so growing up, I've always had those kinds of questions, and so I'd be drawn to, you know, I used to watch Crossing Over with John Edward. I'd watch that religiously when it was on TV. I went to so many, you know, mediums and psychics because I was just so fascinated by what they did and how they did it. Didn't really know, didn't really kind of understand how they did it or what they did. I didn't necessarily know that that's what I could do. It wasn't until as I started going through my teen years that I, you know, even when I was younger than that, started to realize I'd started to pick up on certain things, you know. I'd be at home and then I'd be feeling the presence of someone, and I know that there wasn't anyone there, and, you know, I'd kind of see things in the corner of my eye and it'd catch my attention. I'd more feel things. I would just always know that I wasn't ever alone. Even when I'm in the room by myself, I knew I wasn't really alone, which used to freak me out as a child. As a young child, I'd have a lot of difficulties trying to sleep, and used to freak me out. But purely through my fascination with the spirit world and with all that, you know, jazz about mediumship and psychic stuff, which kind of led me on the path to kind of discovering what it's about and what I can do and what I do. It's been a journey. It's a journey. It's a process. It's not something that I've got it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. I'm still kind of learning as I go. But I absolutely enjoy, thoroughly enjoy and love connecting with spirit and talking to angels and spirit guides and all that sort of jazz. and my one of my aunties is she's really into, you know, she'd go and see a medium, and I used to be so fascinated by all her stories about the readings she'd get done, and we'd talk about that and bond over that. And I used to buy lots of books. I bought a lot of books. And used to read so many books to learn more, and I'd go and see mediums, like I said, like John Edward and Lisa Williams and all those sorts of things, and I'd jump onto YouTube and I'd watch everything and anything I could possibly find myself, you know, enthralled in just all that sort of stuff. So that's kind of me. That's how it all kind of started for me. And it wasn't really until, discovering my guides and kind of getting them nudging me kind of over the years to try and start, you know, getting out there and doing readings. The very first Facebook Live I did, oh my goodness, I was so nervous. I did it in a closed group, but just for months and months and months would keep getting the nudge and the push and the nudge and the push by my guides, this is something you need to be doing. And I did it and loved it. Just automatically found myself connecting with someone's, all of a sudden there's someone's grandfather. And I'd be passing on messages, and it was just an amazing feeling to be able to connect someone with their loved one like that in that way and pass on a message. Was just absolutely something that I really loved and do enjoy doing. So that's kind of me. That's my little story. You can find me on my website, which is dennismiranda.com. That's my website. And I do have a Facebook page where you can contact me and follow me. I do lives every now and then and post things there. And that's Spiritual Connections. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's kind of little on me.
You're very humble. Wow. I mean, you're just absolutely amazing. Such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah, and for me, Ryan here, I'm a little bit of a late bloomer. By that I mean from my abilities as an energy healer. And by that I mean before I even discovered or was nudged to the channeling Eric stuff, I died twice in my life. I crossed over into a different reality. The first time I was hit by a car, crossed over, and they must have stuck their boot up my butt and sent me back to Earth. The second time, I crashed my motorcycle, and it was a very real experience. It was, talk about a lucid dream. I went into a different reality, very, very real, as if you wake up on 3D Earth here. It's like, okay, I'm in a car right now and I'm driving. Well, that's what this was like for me. I'm like, I'm here in a different reality. I am here in a different reality right now. I don't understand what's happening, but I felt serenity. I felt like, wow, this is what's going on. And after that happened, then I kind of got into the Sylvia Brown stuff, and, you know, I started, okay, there's something weird going on here. There's something I can't explain. I'm aware of three dimensions, space, time, and matter, you know, but I went somewhere else. And so I started craving. I started that thirst. It's like, there's other dimensions out there, and how do I access them? And what's this all about? And I remember Sylvia Brown, before she passed, she was on the Montel Williams show, this, that, and the other thing. It just kind of piqued my interest. I bought a couple of her books. And then after that, I was nudged one day, and I was just looking up, I was on a lunch break at work. I was just looking up angels and demons on YouTube. Who doesn't do that during their lunch break, you know? And, I stumbled upon channeling Eric. I'm thinking, this looks pretty valid. It's not like it's some spam or some junk, and I kind of got hooked on that, and then I began to understand from that perspective after I read a couple of the books. I'm like, oh, now the pieces of the puzzle are kind of coming together. And then I had a reading a couple of years ago, in which a good friend of me, I'm gonna say a name here. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I had a healing by a fantastic man called Audie Heron, and a born healer, and he's since passed. And after that, I had a reading by someone else, and I said, you know what, am I in the same club as Audie Heron? And she said, yes. And I was like, wow, what does that mean? You know, I had no idea. And because I was like, well, I don't know what to do with this ability. So I had to kind of figure that out. And so I literally submersed myself in the spirit world and trying to understand the clairs. Because I don't, you know, I'm not to be a negative Nelly here, but I'm limited in my clairs in the fact that, like the wonderful round table here, I can feel the energies. I can somewhat see the shadows. I can somewhat see them. I can hear them. But, you know, as far as the others, like that old movie from, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis and the other dude, I see dead people. Well, I don't see dead people. I don't see, like, old, long-lost Uncle Fred who died 20 years ago crossing the hall. I don't see spirits like that. I may see something in the corner of my eye that's like, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? From time to time, I will see that, but my ability is to read energies, and I can read energies, and I can fix energies, and moving forward from that, we're now moving into the Sacred Embers, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Jan, because we're moving. For the callers and listeners, if you haven't seen the new Sacred Embers Facebook website, it's not website, we're working on that, the Sacred Embers Facebook page, please look us up, please join. It's an exciting group. You know, we're all cut from the same cloth in some way, shape, or form. I mean, what I can say here is we're all light workers in some capacity. We all have abilities. I don't consider myself any better or worse than anybody else. We're all cut from the same cloth. We just have to work on developing our abilities and not block ourselves. So I guess that's my little thing there. What else here? I guess that's about it. So once again, Denise should be chiming in here pretty soon. So I'm going to circle back around and we're going to circle back around to the theme for tonight's show, which is trying to navigate. So let's talk about the subject here. How some people feel that psychics and mediums work as demons, and that we are demons. And first, this is a tough subject to talk about because I know I'm not a demon. I suppose I can introduce a wicked laugh, something like that. But no, you know, I've seen enough. I've known enough. Like I said, I've died twice in my life. That I'm just going to do this brief intro about, you know, demons or these what I would call fourth dimensional negative energies, because there's negative and positive. They're in the fourth dimension. Demons is just a label. And with that, I'll just kind of kick it off to, before I get to my spiel, I'll kind of kick it off to either Dennis or Jan to get their thoughts on that. And I'll go into my little thing. Either one of you guys want to start with that?
Well, sure. Why not?
Whatever. Okay.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, for me personally, I was baptized Catholic, went to a Catholic school, was educated in the Catholic schooling system, and one of the things that they teach you that I learned was that, you know, you learn about the devil and you learn about hell, and I used to sit there in class, even as a young one, thinking none of this resonates to me. It just never made sense to me. I just didn't understand. For me personally, I didn't understand the notion and the concept and the idea that there could be such, that there was or is a being that is like the devil, or that there is such a place like hell. It, as much as you'd learn about it, and because that's what they would tell their teacher about it, and all the other things that you're not supposed to do, and blah blah blah. Not knocking religion up. Everyone's, you know, it's got its, you know, everyone, each to their own, everyone has their belief systems. But for me personally, I just didn't resonate with that kind of thing. I never did. It never sat right with me. I personally don't believe, I don't align, my belief system doesn't align with that. I believe in angels. I believe that we have spirit guides. I believe that that, you know, we are here to learn and that we're here to grow and evolve. You know, you like attracts like. So if it depends on what you, what your belief system aligns with as to what you receive. But in terms of demons and things like that, yes, I can understand how you know, some of the, you know, the Christian community or, you know, religious people may feel that, may believe that, and that's fine for them if they choose to believe that. Absolutely, that's fine for them. But for me personally, that doesn't resonate with me. It never did. I just choose not to believe that. Such a thing can or does exist. I kind of tend to just believe in, you know, the good. And yes, I know that, you know, certain things can and do happen in the world, in this world. They do, you know, and there are certain actions by certain people that aren't very nice. But I still choose not to believe in anything kind of low vibration like that, or I just choose not to align with that, because that's not who I am and that's not where I come from, because I do believe that we are all connected, and I do believe that we all come from the same God, the same source, whatever name you have for it, it doesn't matter, call it, it's the same thing. We're talking about the same thing, you know. But one of the beautiful things is that we all have a different belief system, and that's a beautiful thing. And a religion does have its place. Don't get me wrong, I ain't knocking a religion. It does serve its purpose and does have its place, absolutely. But for me personally, I just don't really resonate with the whole, you know, demonic demons and things like that. I don't believe that. I choose not to believe that. In my belief system, I don't choose to believe that they exist, because I don't align with that belief system. Is what I'm saying. That's just not part of. That's just not who I am. Yeah, that's kind of my spiel. That's my thinking. That's where I come from. That's kind of what I believe. What do you think, Jan?
I think that's really cool. I like how you, yeah. What you say there. A lot of that I can relate to. I was brought up with an Episcopalian background, and my mom was very religious because her dad was a priest, but. They didn't talk about that. They weren't into demons in that particular church. I didn't grow up with it, so I didn't really know much about it. And fortunately, they didn't believe in, they believed in hell, but they didn't believe that anyone went there, and particularly. So it wasn't a focus. So we never focused on anything like that. That never ever came up. And I'll tell you, the funny thing is, it's come up since I've been doing the work. That's what's interesting. I will have to say that before that I started doing this work, I did encounter some negative entities, so to speak. I don't even like using the word demon, because it just, I can't, I don't, I'm like you, I don't really, I don't want to relate to it. I don't want anything to do with it, actually. But I have encountered that, and so I've, you know, one time I was driving down the street, and this is before I even was, you know, I was just doing I was taking care of my mom at the time and doing massage work. And went down the street in the car, and this I saw this thing outside walking, and it was a hooded looking thing, person, and it didn't look like a person really, because he had a hood on and he had a weird face, and then all of a sudden his face came right into my car, like right there, and I screamed, what are you doing? How did you do that? Ugh. And it scared me to death, and I had to call somebody, a psychic, a medium, and say, what happened? They said, oh, that was a dark entity, and they were trying to chime in on you. And as a matter of fact, that we call them hitchhikers. I didn't know anything about this. And he hooked on to me, and she says, I got to pull him off of you now. And I saw it come off of me. I actually saw this thing come off of me. It was the exact being, because it looked exactly the same. So I know those things exist, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then during some of the work that I've done, people have asked me about to get rid of their dark entities. They've asked me to, you know, try and do that. Well, you know, when I first started this work, I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it, you know, sure. I mean, I wasn't trained. I didn't know. I just wanted to do everything. Anything everybody asked me to do, I just went ahead and did it because I wanted to experience. I wanted to try it. Well, you know, a few times when I worked on dark entities, I was fine, and I saw them, and I helped the people, and I literally just did prayers. I wasn't trained in it. I just did prayers and asked, you know, Jesus to please come over and take away this thing, you know. But the last time it happened, I one of my clients asked me, and I did see it again, and it got on me again. And Ryan had to take it off of me. So now, from now on, that was just a few years ago, I think. From now on, I've decided I'm not going to accept any jobs that has anything to do with that. I'm just going to pass them on and let somebody else work on them. And I don't, because I, for some reason, maybe I'm just too open or my protections aren't strong enough yet now or whatever, still aren't strong enough. I feel like, gosh, I work on it so much, you know, and so, but I'm just not going to deal with that kind of work because I don't want to deal with it. It's too scary at this time, you know. So mainly what I'm into is I'm into the angels. I really like working with angels and anything to do with the angelic realm, anything to do with Jesus, anything to do with the masters, and the white light beings. And so that's who I pray to whenever, before I start a reading. And I ask the white light to surround me, and I ask Jesus to surround me, and I say prayers, and that's just what I do. You know, it seems to be working okay so far for me. And I know that I need to keep working on my boundaries and my protections so that I don't have any more run-ins with those dark entities. And I believe what Ryan says, they hang out in the fourth dimension, and I think they're around, and you know, we have to be careful, and so not to be fearful, not to be freaking out or anything like that, but just, you know, be aware, and so, and just call on the higher beings is what I think. So that's what I have to say about it. And I know that people are afraid of what we do. I've had friends who don't want to have any more to do with me. Some Christian friends, some not Christian friends, they don't want anything to do with this because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of what I do. And I'll tell you, I try very hard to be as safe as possible and work in the zone of the white light as much as possible. All of my teachers suggest this. They all believe in that. That's how I've been trained. And in the groups that I'm in, that's what we're all into. So I feel like I'm surrounded by very safe people and very beautiful people. We're really lucky, very lucky. So anyway, that's what it is. And I can read my poems if you want me to, or Ryan, do you want to
talk about it? Yeah, no, please do.
Yeah.
Before you do, please do. But before you do, I just want to say welcome, Denise, to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, all right. Hello. Hey, Denise.
Good to be here.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead. Read your poems. Read your poems, Jan, and then we'll switch it over to Denise to get her thoughts on the subject.
Okay. Cool. All right. So these didn't all pertain, but I just picked some that might be relevant. This one's called Look Within. Look within, there is no sin, a channeled prayer to begin, a special door where silence may roar. One can hear celestial music play, reserved for you that day. With attunement from above, healing words of love and guidance given as we look within. And this one goes, divine resonance. With unconditional patience, divine resonance, I wait, I see, I feel, I tell, from the fire within, from birth, that connects heaven to earth. The dragon holds a story for each, slay me. I surrender to what it will teach with my Savior's presence, divine resonance. And this one's called, If Hugs Were Birds. If friendship were my heart, I would give you mine. If love were the universe, we will fly through it and shine. If hugs were birds, they would fly you to paradise. If smiles were a song, I would smile my way to you at any price. And that was a love poem. In my hair a rose, I stretch beyond my limits and find strength in my pose. Life's remarkable journey takes us to unfathomable stances as I wear in my hair a rose. And this is called divine artwork. Let the light shine from your soul, your body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. You are brilliant colors. You are beyond measure. And this one's called Midst of Change. In the midst of change and healing, we see the miracles of our spirit unfold. With affirming it so, we spread our wings for a new life to behold. And this one is called Earth Angel. Remember that you are an Earth Angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are here to live your dreams and to be your highest and best. It's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well. And this one is called, It's No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see. It is my soul that I must trust, and this is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I am okay. I am clear, I am free, and all is well. It is no longer a mystery. And when I can feel so many things that come to me, that sense into my body, faces appear freely. I get the feelings and emotions as they well up inside of me. I can hear the songs and the words coming out so quickly. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay, I am clear, I am free, and all is well. It is no longer a mystery. And this one goes, choose not to nourish the past pain or rehearse your past traumas. I forgive, I release, I let go. And this one goes, in every positive and peaceful attitude, there is a miracle being formed and ready to be received. And this one goes, there's only two more left. Possibilities with faith. I live in not knowing many things. I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender. With possibilities, my destiny is released. I ask for its appearance for me to remember. And for a brighter future, love can be a cure. There you go. That's that. Very nice.
That was awesome, Jan. Thank you. And now, last but not least, from our other rock star psychic medium and healer, Denise Morissette Ramone, please give us an introduction of yourself, where we can find, where the callers and listeners can find you, and your thoughts on the subject of demons and all that happy stuff. Well, I don't know if it's happy stuff. Maybe it's nightmares. Who knows? But take it away, Denise. You're wonderful.
Thank you. People can find me on my website, deniseramone.com. But the demons and stuff, you know, I don't even like that word. Like right now I'm saging myself because I just don't even, I don't really,
yeah.
I think I've mentioned it before. I didn't grow up in a religious environment. We didn't talk about anything. You know, we just didn't. I mean, I knew there was Jesus and stuff like that, but that's about it. And of course, I knew about hell because everybody talked about hell when I was growing up. But I personally I remember as a kid, though, when y'all were talking about it, I was thinking back when I was like 14, 15, we used to play with the Ouija board, you know? But we were so innocent with it, and I don't even think it was really working. I think we made it move to what we wanted it to say. But I don't really participate in that stuff. I don't. And when I do my work, I always ask my guides, which I call them the gods, because they're three beings who are highly evolved beings. They've never incarnated to Earth, and they've just been with me. They're more than just guides, but I just call them my guides to keep it simple for other people. But I just invite them and ask all beings of light to be present, and I always ask Archangel Michael and Raphael to be present in all my sessions in that. And I always ground myself and surround myself with light. I even had a client talk to me one time about she tried to tell me about what she called is the negative stuff. And I just told her real quick, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't work with that stuff. So I don't want to discuss that stuff. And I could tell it upset her because she wholeheartedly believed in that stuff. I'm not saying it's not real, but for me, I don't like that energy in my environment. When you talked, I heard somebody mention hitchhikers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I get what I call a hitchhiker. It's a soul that just, they're seeing me, as I've learned over the years, that I'm a vehicle to get them to cross over. And so they do attach to my partner or sometimes my daughter, and the two of them know right away when they have somebody. For me, it takes like a day or so. I don't know why it takes me a while. But then I clear them and the entity goes or whatever. Sometimes in the beginning I would want to see, like, is it a man, is it a woman, is it a kid, or how old are they, you know, like what century or whatever. But I don't even mess with that anymore. But I just don't participate in that. Whatever
right.
that kind of other yeah. energy that people want to call dark energy or whatever, I just don't go there. And I 100% believe that nobody has control over me and my body but me. And I'm the only one that can allow someone else to have any kind of control. So I just don't go there with it. I just really don't. Like I said, I'm not saying that it's not real, but I just don't go there to discuss it if it is. So, and I'm not educated in that field. But that's my take on it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, you guys, Dennis, Jan, and Denise, you guys, I don't really, I mean, you got so eloquently said. I mean, the only thing I have to add is that truth be told, I don't like the name I don't like the name demons either, because that's just a name probably derived from the church hundreds of years ago. What they are is just fourth dimensional negative energy. See, there's a polarity. You have light or you have darkness. There's only two, just like a battery. You have a positive, you have a negative. The demons, or what I like to call fourth dimensional negative or dark entities, they have two choices. They can ignore the light and cross over to the fifth dimension, and become light, or they just choose not to. I mean, it's their prerogative. Everyone has free will, and spirits are no different. And being what I would call a ghost extractor, I have dealt. I don't like to name demons. I have dealt with negative entities for several years. People call me up, say their houses are haunted or they've got hitchhikers, and I have the ability to extract those dark entities and kick them out through my own methods and means. And because the vibrations that I work are so high, they just can't tolerate it. They have to leave. They're forced out. They've got no choice. They either leave the premises or they go to the light. They have no other choice. So if it's a hitchhiker or if it's, you know, you're sleeping in bed at night and your door slams, your lights flicker on and off, all that humble jumble stuff, you know, that's when the extraction comes and say, hey, Mr. Dark Entity, your days are numbered. Because people will come to me and say, I can't enjoy a good night's sleep. My house is messed up and this, that, and the other thing. And I have no fear of that because, like you guys, we are light workers. We are beings of the light. And these things come from the fourth dimension, all of them, and they can't survive higher frequencies. They just can't. But I would strongly suggest if people want to try to extract these things that they do it with caution and work with someone who knows what they're doing, and you can try doing various methods of, I don't know, dealing with them, but if you need help, let us know, and we'll work with you. But getting back to the theme of do we work with what is the theme again? Let me put it this way, in my mind, this is what I struggle with. There are people out there who have bridges to the spirit world, like your voodoo doctors, your witch doctors, people who want to put spells and curses on people to inflict harm in a spiritual way and to be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's sick. To me, that sickens my stomach. And I've had people come to me with hexes that I feel, I'm like, yeah, you got a hex on you. I'll reverse it. And to me, the idea that people are like that just is just beyond my imagination. I mean, they should be wearing orange. It's no different than, crimes against humanity. So there are people out there like your witchcraft, your voodoo, whatever doctors that just do stuff like that, and to me, that's just, like I said, it's just beyond my imagination. I just don't quite get that. Maybe they wrote that into their soul contract for this lifetime. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. So, but that's my two cents. So,
that's great.
Anyways, now I'm rambling. Are you guys ready to take some callers? We have quite the lineup.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, rock and roll. Okay, so I just wanted to, just before we take the list of callers here, I just want to, we have area code 786-480-111-520-860. We will do our best to get to all of you tonight. So here we go, area code 786. Area code 786, you are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Pretty bad. Hi, Dan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
How are
Hello.
You?
Hi. Can we get your name?
Hello? It's Yvette.
Hello.
I knew it was Yvette.
Dan's got it going there.
Hi.
Are you being a stinker, Yvette?
No, I'm not on speaker. I just have T-Mobile, and they suck. I'm way out west in the Everglades.
Okay.
Can you hear me better? I
said
outside.
Have a question?
John!
We have our marvelous round table of psychic mediums here, and a healer. How can we help you tonight, Yvette?
Hi. Yeah, I'm having adult kid trouble, you know? So I wanted to know what my guys and all have to say about this situation. I get it's jealousy. I have a boyfriend after 17 years.
So it's with your boyfriend that you're having adult child problems with?
No, my adult children are jealous of him.
Okay.
If anybody
your
wants
boyfriend
to chime in here, I'm going to sit back and meditate on this.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Of your boyfriend. This is your adult children are jealous of him, and this is your boyfriend of 17 years?
No. I have been alone for 17 years, and the last year I have a boyfriend, and now they're jealous.
Okay.
So they're.
Okay. Dennis, you get anything?
I'm just trying to see if I'm getting, not right this second, but
so I'm getting a little bit. Should I go ahead then, Denise?
Please.
Well, Yvette, so, you know, I always see water whenever you come in.
Of course.
You're, yes, because you're around water and you love the water.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is like a little it's like steps of water, like waterfalls that go in steps that are just going down step. And so what the feeling I got from that was that this is just, it's going to take steps to get through this phase. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like it'll be like a phase. Like it's only been 1 year, and as time goes by, you'll go to the next step and it'll get better. So that's how they're showing it to me. It's just going to take some steps here of the jealousy to slow down, and you know, it's going to take some time. And so I'm not even seeing an animal yet, so I'm going to pass it on. I'll see. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Yvette. So I'm kind of plugging into your energy field here a little bit. This is an experience that you signed up for. It's not a contract, but they're not used to this hunk of love in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want Mama Bear to be happy, but when you are with him, you're taking attention away from them and giving it to him. And they're not a fan of that. Because you've always given your attention to them, and now you're giving your attention to him, and they're like, how dare her? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. That pimple came to a head.
but this is about boundary control, okay? Because you have a right to live your life, because you're an empath, but there's a mix. There's a narcissist around you somewhere. I'm trying to I, I can't pin the tail on the donkey here for some reason.
The ex-husband
my
is a
finger's
narcissist.
Circling. All right, well, yeah, my finger is short. My finger was circling, trying to pin the tail on the donkey. The donkey's moving. I can't pin the tail on the donkey. So yeah,
okay,
but
the donkey
cool,
is
you.
The girl's father. The donkey is the girl's father. Yes.
Okay. So, what I would suggest you do is keep yourself grounded and your energy is grounded and cleared every day. Hug an oak tree. Walk on Mother Earth, Gaia, and just remember that even though you're dating again, just remember what the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say: what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. It doesn't
you're
matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have the right to be in love, okay?
Definitely.
So
yeah.
Form your boundaries. Form that cement. You don't have. I'm not asking you to form a cement wall, or a moat around the castle, or a chain link fence. But have some boundaries and say, "Hey, kiddos, I have a right to be in love. I have a right to be happy." And and they're gonna see that pushback and say, "Oh my God, mom is growing some kahunas here." And you're like, hell yeah. That's what I feel from your energy, is because you are excited about this. Your fourth chakra, I can feel your fourth chakra right now. It is just spinning so fast. You're like, I'm in love. You know, you're like, don't make me sing the Elvis songs, okay, please. Your fourth chakra was so slow, and then you met the tunk of burning love, and it started to spin like a snowball going downhill. You're like, oh, la 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 la, and you've got some pushback from your kiddos. You're like, just say, hey guys, chill out, take a Xanax or something, let me live my life. I love you guys very much, but I deserve to be happy. Does that make sense to you, Yvette?
That's exactly what I wrote them. I wrote them a long text message, and I said, this is what it is, and you have to conform to it, and it's going to take you a while. That's fine. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have did it faster and say, suck it up, Buttercup. I love you guys, but suck it up.
Kind of what I said, but it was a little more verbose. It was a little more verbose.
Well, that's what my spirit
basically
team was telling me.
Suck it up, Buttercup. I like it. I know somebody else has said
that. Well, that's
that.
What my spirit team is telling me, because they're very, my spirit team is very direct. They're like, Yvette, just tell them to suck it up, Buttercup, and you have a right to be happy, and they will respect that, okay?
Okay.
It's a process of healing integration for them, okay? And with that, I'll pass.
Sure. Yeah, we went the other end of the pendulum. They were used to having me all the time, and now it's like, oh, wait, what happened?
Well,
I do want to
Mama
say one
Bear
thing.
Has
they
to
want
have...
to make sure yeah, I do want to say one thing. They want to make sure that you're safe.
They, as in spirit, wants to make sure I'm safe?
No, your children. They want to make sure you're safe, you know, because this is new to them and everything. And I just feel like they just want to make sure, like it's you're safe, you know.
Sure.
That it's safe.
Sure.
And that's what a lot of it's coming from. Also, is just a concern, but it comes out in a way that's sometimes not as crazy, maybe for you.
Sure. Okay. They did this like an intervention, and I'm not into drugs or drinking or anything, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't need an intervention.
No.
Yeah. I'm a big girl. I'm 53. I don't need an intervention. Thank you, guys. Did
You're
you
welcome.
Get an animal for me, Jan?
You know, it's like so hard for me to believe that I see this. It's a black panther.
Because I haven't seen a Black Panther for you before, but that's okay.
No.
You know, isn't that different? So, yeah. But anyway, let me see what it says here. Yeah, it just, I know. Because usually I always see your dolphins or
my dolphin.
Other stuff. Yeah, but not this time. And I, let's see. Yeah, Black Panther. This is coming through loud and clear. So, let's see here. Sorry. Where are you? It's right here. Oh, for goodness sakes. I'm sorry. They're not showing it. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm finally getting it. I'm sorry. It's taking too long. I'm trying to look it up in this book, and in the page, they're telling me to go here, to go there, because they're calling it something else. They're calling it Ocelot or something, and a leopard, you know. So, anyway, it says that take time in solitude, preferably in nature, for a full day. And make sure to pace yourself by providing times of rest and play. And whatever goal you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams, visions, or feelings. And a secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. Oh, how neat.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. This is a time for expressing yourself passionately in whatever you do. And your intuition is heightened at this time also, so pay close attention to your feelings. So, and they say that this animal is born with extraordinary gift of awareness and have considerable insight in your own makeup and as well as others, which we know is true. And and also that you're a very sensitive person, and but also a very giving person too, and romantic, they say also. So there you go. I think that's a great animal.
That is. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And we have those Florida panthers. So.
Oh, you do?
I will. Yeah. I live on the Crooks of the Everglades here, and we have Florida panthers. Aside from alligators.
Alligators.
Very
good.
Very good. Well, thank you all so very much. And you guys are doing
a wonderful job. Before we let you go, I just wanted to circle back around. Dennis, did you have anything for her?
No. I find myself agreeing with what all you guys. At first I didn't, but as I was tuning in, I was getting more or less what you guys have all said. So I'll just be repeating what's already been said. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Nice to hear from you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
and here we go. I just want to, before we move on here, I just want to recognize the callers in line, 480-520-860, 401-515. We will get to you. And here we go. Area code 480, you are on the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yes, this is Michael, and I'm in Nevada.
How are you?
Cool.
Do you have a question for the group tonight?
I do. I have two interviews coming up, and it's in the same casino resort for two different restaurants as for a serving position, and I kind of wanted to get your feel in and around that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that because that's not my forte. But if Dennis, Denise, or Jan want to chime in, please have at it.
I don't
I don't know which one, but one of them, I feel like maybe, I don't know if it, this is what, because when you were mentioning them, I got one that's real close to you.
Well, they're,
the
they're in the
not,
same, they're in the same hotel.
Okay,
one's by a pool
one,
and one's not.
Okay, I get one that's real close to you and then one that's not as close to you, but it's not far away. So that's my symbol saying that they're, I feel like you're going to have a choice of which one you want. Did you apply for both or just?
The head recruiter just basically for the resort submitted it out to, because there's half a dozen plus restaurants in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
So it's whoever had an open position, the head recruiter submitted it, and I've got these two interviews.
Okay, so name the two restaurants again, because there's one. Which one is it? There's the one.
What one's by the pool?
Uh huh.
Cool.
And the other one's not.
Okay. You know, I'm not getting clarity on that. I'm trying to. The pool just keeps coming to my mind. Is what keeps coming. But I feel like you're not going to want to work there all the time by the pool because that's not an all year round position.
Oh, I'm just using it to. I should have some money coming in from the VA, and I'm
okay.
Good. Yeah, I'm probably going to move from the area.
Okay. I get that one of them's going to be there. What you're going to have, I feel like it will be probably you'll have a choice. But I feel one very close to you.
Wonderful. Good.
Mm-hmm. Jan or Dennis, y'all get anything?
Yeah, a little bit. Should I go ahead, Dennis?
Yeah, go for it, Jan.
Okay. So all I'm seeing is a black, brown black Doberman dog. That's what I'm seeing. So I don't know if you have anything to do with that, but that's the dog that I'm seeing. And so then I look up dog, and dog is loyal protector, devoted companion, a true best friend. And so dogs have a sense of smell and hearing, alert to danger, intelligent and caring. They teach cooperation and altruism. Dogs boost our spirit, and they know how to listen. They commune quietly. They are good in healing emotions. They offer companion. Well, you know all this. And so dog is the joy of being, of partnership and friendliness, of simple things. And they play many roles, so they like to equip you with all kinds of abilities. So they're very clear and very true. So anyway, I don't know why this particular dog came in, but that's the dog I'm seeing for you for this whole situation. And I think there's all I can, the main word that I come up with for dog is loyalty. So that's what I'm going to give you.
Thank you.
Loyalty. Uh-huh.
All right. Anybody else here can chime in?
No,
maybe that's the dog.
I'm kind of agreeing with Denise, I think. With the job, there is one that stands out more than the other for me. But even that, I'm like you've said, it's a temporary thing. It feels temporary anyway. It's not like this is a long-term thing. So they're making me feel like whatever decision and choice is made, it's not that big a deal because in the long run, that's not where you're going to end up anyway. You're going to end up moving away anyway. And wherever you move to, you'll be successful. You'll be fine. You'll find employment no matter where you go. It's that kind of a feeling. Like it doesn't matter where you end up, you'll fall on your feet. So it's not really a big deal. It doesn't feel like a big decision. I mean, it's a temporary thing, yes, but it's a short-term thing. That's kind of what I'm feeling and what I'm getting.
Wonderful. Yeah, because I can take my old job back that I had in California in Texas, outside of Dallas, and that's, I think, the plan, or either maybe Portland. So those are the two things, two areas that I'm contemplating.
Oh. Yeah, right, cool. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, it's, whatever job you get now, it's just temporary, so it's not a big deal. But wherever you move to, it's, yeah, you'll fall on your feet, you'll find the job, you'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Michael, for calling in tonight. Appreciate it.
You all have a great evening.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
And here we go. Area code 860. You are on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 860. You are on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 860. Are you there?
My phone number is my old phone number that I grew up with. That's funny.
Wow.
Area code 86. Maybe they put their smartphone down and let them get a cup of tea. You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 860.
That's
okay.
My mom and dad's phone growing up. That's funny.
Wow. Okay, so Jan, what do? I don't want to kick them off. Maybe they just walked away for a couple
just
seconds.
Mute. Yeah, put them on mute. Which is the blue button.
Okay, I'll put them on mute here. Okay, all right. Boy, I hate to do that. Okay, let's move on here. Next in line, area code 401. You are on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 401. You're on the air.
Hello? Are you there?
401, you're on the air. Can we get your name and you're calling from, please? Hello?
Oh, well.
Hello? Wow. All right.
Another mute?
Area code 40. Oh, I hope this isn't a game of baseball here. Area code 401, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Oh, boy. All right. All right. Well, I will put that. That's weird. That's bizarre. All right. I will put them on mute, too. And we'll go on to the next one. Here. Your time's a charm. Area code 401. Are you on the air? Can we get the name when you're calling from, please? Hello? Unless I just dialed here. Hold on here. Boy, oh boy. Ryan is betting 1,000 right now. Let's try it one more time here.
It's March
Madness.
Area
code 866. Area code 860, you're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, I'm actually just listening to the show.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I just called in to listen.
Oh, okay. You just want to listen.
That's nice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hi.
Okay. All right. We'll put you on mute. And then let's go to area code 805. You're on the air. Can you get your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Donna. I'm from California. How are you all?
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Just went for a long beach walk. It was nice.
Nice.
I wanted to ask you, I was sitting in my meditation, which I do in the morning for about half an hour, and a message came through. So lovingly. It's like, where's this coming from? It came in lovingly and just filled me up, and it said, the message said, it's coming soon. And then 2 days ago, I was sitting in the silence, and I heard it again. It's coming soon. So I don't know if that's a relationship, or I've been asking for that, and I've been asking for more money so I could go traveling, and I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
I remember this from last week, actually.
Oh.
But that's fine.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, it's fine. It's totally, it's okay.
I forgot.
No, I'm just going to chime right in because I'm seeing a big heart. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'm seeing the woods, and I'm seeing like a bunch of branches that have turned into a big heart. And I feel like everything's coming.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like
positive.
It's all coming.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come in. And I'm doing things too, but just waiting, you know. Can you see me traveling at all? Because that's one thing I'd like to do is go traveling.
I just keep seeing a Christmas tree. So maybe around that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice big bright Christmas tree with lots of bulbs on it and decorations, and very positive.
Nice.
I think you have lots of things coming your way.
Oh, good. I'm excited. Thank you. I'm excited about that. Time.
Anyone else?
You know, I got the same thing that I got last time as I got this time. And I don't remember things from each time, but they it's like they tell me, like, you've heard this before, so that's why I know that this was said before. But they're saying, what I keep hearing is enjoy that feeling that you got that message, you know, that it's...
Oh, yeah.
Just enjoy that. And just relax into that. When you start feeling a little anxiousness or insecure or whatever, or impatient or whatever it is, go back to that feeling that you've had with that and get back into that space. Because the more you stay in that space, the more you allow the universe to bring what it is that you've been attracting all this time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't experience that feeling that I felt when that message came in. I don't experience that in everyday life, you know?
Right. And those kind of things are very sacred. So I would just sit there and wallow in that feeling and that knowing that you have, because I also feel like there will be more of those coming to you. But I would just cherish those moments. And when you get those moments, those things, I would keep them to yourself for a few weeks before you start telling people about it, so that you can sit there in that yumminess and really absorb it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be. Excellent.
Okay. Dennis, did you have anything?
So I'm feeling like they're making me feel like it's like you're wanting the validation that it is coming. Like, it's like you want, ideally, we'd love to be able to say, on this day, on this time, this is when this will happen,
yeah.
blah, 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 which would be lovely. But they're making me feel like it's the validation you want, you're really wanting that validation. So, yes, whatever it is that is coming, it is, but they're also making me feel like you've got to be in alignment with it. And what that means is, like, if you're sitting there thinking, well, it still hasn't happened, and they said, like, for example, oh, I'm going to find love, and that still hasn't happened. But they're saying if you sit in that space of, oh, it still hasn't happened, then you will like attracts like. So if you're sitting in that space of, but it still hasn't happened, then you'll continue to experience it still hasn't happened. And the universe is, oh, it hasn't happened. She wants more of not happening. So then it like delivers you the not happening. And so you're waiting and waiting and waiting and thinking, well, when's it coming? It's been months now. What's going on? So just trust and know that, yes, it's coming. Whatever it is that you're wanting, whether it's love or whether it's traveling, all of it. They're saying there's no reason you can't have it all. Anyone that says you can't have it all, there's no reason why you can't have it all. You can travel, you can find love, you can move, you can do whatever it is that you want and desire. Be in alignment with all of that. Sit in your space, keep meditating. They like the meditating. The angels and the guides love the meditating. Keep doing that. They appreciate that. They love that. So keep doing that. And the walks you're doing, you're going for walks, love that. Keep doing more of that. Don't be so fixated on wanting to know exactly when it's coming. Just know that it is. And when you sit in that space, knowing that it is, then it'll happen when it's supposed to, when the right time is. Exactly when, I don't know, I can't see. I'm not getting that. Sometimes I may get glimpses of it and sometimes I don't, in this case I'm not. But just know that it is happening and sit in that space, in that energy, and align with that. You'll be fine. It's all working out for you. You'll be absolutely fine. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a good night.
Well, thank you. And thank you for giving me another reading. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's
you
fun.
You all have a very nice evening, okay?
You too.
You
take
too.
Care.
Thanks.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Nice. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to try to... last few callers on here. Area code 515, you're on the air. Can we get your name? Are you still there? Area code 515.
Hello.
Area code 515, you're on the air. Yes. 515, what's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is John and I'm calling from Iowa.
Hi, John.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can we tonight?
I was wondering if you can somehow connect with if you see anyone, a loved one or of mine or anything out there, any messages or anything.
I will pass on that, John. That's not my forte. Maybe the other psychic mediums on the roundtable can help you out.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
John, this is Dennis. Did you lose a grandmother on mum's side by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, because that's who's kind of popping into my awareness as I'm sitting here connecting to you and your energy. I'm getting a grandmother figure on mum's side is who's coming forward, is who I'm feeling the presence of. And as I'm sitting here, I'm feeling she just surrounds you with a lot of love. I feel like she wants to uplift you, so I'm not really sure what's going on in your world, in your life at the moment, but I feel like she wants to surround you, just give you a big hug. Because she makes me feel like, I don't know whether you're going through some stuff. Well, we all have stuff going on. We all go through our moments, our times in our lives, but I'm feeling like she wants to just surround you and just really uplift you. And I feel like she wants to reassure you, and she wants to let you know that it's okay, that it will be okay, that you'll be fine. Whatever it is, I don't know whether this resonates or not, but she makes me feel like it's okay, like you are okay. It will be okay. Like she wants me to let you know that I'm, yes, I'm here for you. Please know that I am around. I do see you. I do love you, and I do support you. I know she knows what is going on. I feel like she's like, I don't really need to get into the details of it, but I'm aware of what's going on, and please know that you are okay. And she makes me feel like she wants me to say, make the decisions and choices that you need to make for you. So be true to who you are and be true to what you want. And it's okay to put yourself first. So whether this resonates, I don't know, but that's kind of what I'm getting right now as I'm connecting to you. Whether that makes sense, I don't know, but that's what she's telling me.
No, it really does. You're talking about my Nana, and I know that for a fact. And I'm going through severe obesity right now, and I'm about to go on a very important diet tomorrow. And I just want to stick to it. So, it makes sense.
Lovely.
What you're saying. And,
fantastic. Yeah. Because she really supports you. She's like, she's rooting for you. She's like cheering you on. I feel like I can see and I can feel her like really cheering and encouraging and saying, you've got this. You know you can do this. You know you've got this. And that's really, really strong. It's really, she's really, really insistent that I'm really deliver this, and I really let you know that you can do this, and there's nothing you can't achieve. She keeps saying there's nothing you can't do, there's nothing you can't achieve. Yes, it's difficult or it's challenging, but don't dwell on the difficultiness. Don't dwell on the challenge. You know you got this. You know you can do this. She's so sweet. I really like her energy.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Because I've been thinking about, I think about her all the time, and I always wondered if she was around me, and that's definitely reassuring, definitely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, she hears you, she sees you, she knows what's going on. She's never left. She's even here. She's like, I never left. She's never gone. She's still around you. She knows what goes on. And she's with you right by your side every step of the way. She's like, I'll be your cheer squad. I'm your little cheerleader. I'm cheering for you. So, hopefully that comforts you. Yeah.
It is very comforting. Believe me. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Dan.
Very nice.
Excellent. Anybody else? All right.
You know, the only thing I keep hearing is you can do this. You can do this. And I feel like you have this whole crew behind you on the other side cheering you on. And the one thing I keep hearing is just know you're not doing this by yourself.
Lock the door.
Because you have a whole crew behind you supporting you through this journey. And you're much more stronger than you think you are. And I wish you the best of luck. It's very courageous what you're doing.
Yes, it is. All right, so are you all squared away?
What?
All right. All right, we have 7 minutes left here on the show. Let me see if I can thank you very much for calling in. We'll see if we can roll on to the next caller here. Area code 917, you're on the air. Can you state your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
How can we help you tonight, Gina? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have two questions, one is related to love and one is related to work and relationship I would like to be in. Do you see anything?
Hello? I'm gonna pass on that. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, so I don't know if any of the other wonderful psychic viewers on the round table can answer for that. I am a healer, so I'll pass on that. Thank you.
This is Vanessa. Are you currently single? Yeah, okay. Because they're making me feel like you're having. They're making me feel like, or I feel like you feel like you've had to kiss a few frogs in order to get there, but you're getting there. You're making progress, and you will find there is someone there. But you're feeling like you've had to kiss a few frogs, and you've had to go through a bit just to get there, and it's a little frustrating. But just know that you'll get there. It'll happen, but don't kind of dwell on it too much. I know it's easier said than done, but what they mean by that is don't focus upon what it is that you want. Don't focus on what you don't want, and don't focus on the lack of, because then you'll just continue to attract the lack of. So align with what it is that you want. I hope this makes sense, but that's what they're kind of telling me. But you'll find the love. He's there. He's getting his stuff together. He's getting himself organized. He's getting his shit together, so to speak. But he's coming your way. But just relax and know that you'll get there. You're not going to end up alone forever. That's not your reality. You know, you will end up with someone. Don't be fixated on the when and the where. And we tend to want to know, oh my God, who was he? What's he like? What's his name? Where am I going to meet him? When am I going to meet him? Those facts, those details, let the universe kind of do that work for you. The universe will figure that out. Just sit there in your space and align with that, and just imagine what he's like, and tell the universe, this is what I want. I want the guy to be, I want him to be nice, I want him to be this, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that whatever qualities you want, tell the universe exactly what you want, and sit in your space and just, yeah, feel it, and just align with whatever it is. Attract that, bring that to you. I hope that makes sense. That's what they're kind of telling me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Excellent. Excellent, Dennis. Denise, Jan?
I don't have anything. Sorry.
Tina? This is Jan.
Yeah?
I just saw a black, not black, but grayish, black tin all around with cat with blue eyes, with bright blue eyes. So, it was a person, you know what I mean? Or not Siamese? Siamese, that's what I mean. Not Persian, it's Siamese. So, cat is a really neat animal, and I'm just going to go ahead and
stop.
They will always land on their feet. Oh, 60 seconds? Oh, boy. Well, anyway, just know that there's a nice, beautiful Siamese cat around you. I guess we're going off air very soon.
Okay.
And you can look it up. Look up the cat. They always land on their feet, and they are very much into being self-sufficiency and trusting in your own capabilities.
Yes.
Yes. So I'll just go ahead and leave you with that, because I think we're about to go off air.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, and please let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you.
And
for taking my call.
Yep, you're welcome. And you're welcome. Absolutely. And we still have a little bit of callers left. I, with much love, appreciation, gratitude. I do thank this wonderful round table of our psychic mediums for coming together tonight, helping the callers and listeners out with their questions. And let's just go zip around really quick. Tell them again, for the people who just chimed in, where they can find you before we go off air.
I'll start. I'm Denise, and you can find me on my website, deniseramone.com.
Well,
but
JF?
Oh, I'm sorry. www.wefindourway.com, Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook and Twitter.
And then, last but not least, the Mac Dennis.
Yes, and this is Dennis. You can find me on my website, dennismiranda.com, and you can follow me on my Facebook page, Spiritual Connections. That's me. Thank you.
And for me, you can find me at healingthroughspirit.com or Facebook, Ryan Adragna, or drop me an email at healingthroughspirit.com. So, hey, guys, thank you very much for joining us tonight. With much love, appreciation, and gratitude. For the callers that did not make it on tonight, please chime again next week. I've got your aerials penciled down, so we will get to you next week, top of the list. Thank you guys very much tonight. Thank you, and I think I'm out without laughing.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, everybody. Really nice
thank
show.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Beautiful show.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Have a good week.